The Obama administration has transferred 15 prisoners out of an American naval base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. We're explaining why this is significant. First, the facility. The U.S. operates it on land that it's leased from Cuba since 1903. Starting in 2002, the detention camp at Guantanamo Bay has been used to house suspected terrorists that the U.S. captured from other countries, many during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Next, the controversy. Hundreds of prisoners have been held at Guantanamo, or Gitmo, over the years, and there have been accusations that some of them were tortured or mistreated. President Obama has said the facility is a symbol that's been used to recruit terrorists around the world. But though he's tried to bring Gitmo prisoners to the U.S. for trial, lawmakers from both major political parties have resisted that, saying the detainees are too dangerous to be held in U.S. civilian prisons. And some of the former Guantanamo prisoners who've been released have returned to terrorism. These are some reasons why President Obama has been unable to close Guantanamo, though he's tried since he took office. It's not clear where the remaining prisoners would be sent. The president also needs but does not have congressional approval to close Gitmo. Currently, 61 prisoners remain at the facility. We mentioned on Monday how violent crime's been one of the challenges surrounding the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Now, the International Olympics Committee is calling for better security at the Rio events. One reason why: 4 U.S. Olympic swimmers, including medalist Ryan Lochte, were robbed over the weekend. Lochte told NBC that armed men who were posing as police officers stopped the swimmers' taxi and then took their money at gunpoint. The swimmers were otherwise unharmed, and Rio de Janeiro's police say they're investigating. Security's not the only concern of the athletes, though. Besides the physical conditioning they've sharpened for years, there are mental games at the Olympic Games.
It's the moment every top athlete trains for and hopes to achieve, if they don't choke under pressure. So just what goes on here in the brain that can keep you from doing your best, and how can you stop it from happening? The body of a highly trained athlete knows exactly what to do. Those skills are stored in muscle memory and over here in an area of the brain called the striatum. It's sort of the brain's autopilot. The key to winning is to keep the brain's thinking part, that prefrontal cortex area, from interfering. And to do that, to be in that zone, means being calm and focused. Meditation and yoga help slow the heart rate and calm the mind. They also turn down that thinking part of the brain. Visualization is a tried and true approach. Feel like you're catching a basketball so that when it really happens, you've already gone through the motions. Many top athletes have learned to see the positive in pressure and then use it to their advantage. They train their amygdala, that's the brain's memory and emotion center, to associate the signs of stress with success. And failure? They certainly don't think of that.